Today's shiur is a Masechet Bava Metzi on Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the words Tana Rabbanan. In yesterday's shiur, we learned that when the Torah uses the word Neshech or Marbis or Tarbis, that refers to Kesef and Oichel, and these are all different terminologies for the same Aveira, and today we're going to learn in the Braisa a follow-up of these concepts showing that both by the Loiva and the Malva, whether it's Oichel, whether it's Kesef, one is Oiver on more than one Lav, and one of the Lavim is called Tarbis and one is called Neshech. Tana Rabbanon. The Rabbanon have learned on the Pasuk in Bahar, Vayikra Chav Hei, as Kaspechol Oisitin Loi B'Neshech, so from this pasuk says the Gemara, Ainli al neshech bekesef v'ribis boichel. From here we see that the word neshech refers to kesef, and the word ribis refers to oichel, because the pasuk says, as kasbechol leisitin le b'neshech, and the pasuk referring to oichel says, uvemarbis leisitin achlecha. The question is, neshech boichel minayin. How do you know that you're oiver on a lav of neshech for oichel as well? Perhaps the word neshech is only referring to kesef. So the Gemara answers, I know this from the Pasuk in Parshas Kisaitse, in Devorim Chav Gimel, Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, the full Pasuk is, Loi sashich lo'achicha, neshech kesef, neshech oichel, neshech kol dover asher yishach. And that pasuk is, as Rashi points out, is not speaking about the malva, as was the first pasuk from Bahar, but rather it's speaking about the loiva, because the word loisashich is not written lo sishach. Loisishach would mean don't bite, don't take ribbis. Rather, it's written loisashich, which means don't cause yourself to be bitten, meaning the loiva should not pay the ribbis. And what should the loiva not pay? He should not pay to his brother, the malva. He should not pay the neshech of kesef, and the neshech of oichel, and the neshech of any item. So we see clearly from that pasuk in Kisaitse that the word neshech refers to oichel as well, because the pasuk there uses the word neshech not only legabe kesef, it uses it for oichel as well. Now the Gemara asks, ribis, so by the way, the last few words of the Rashi on the Amud says, Umiyu shamat mina miya deshaich loshen neshech ba'eichel. So Rashi is pointing out, although, as we mentioned, the first pasuk is speaking about the malva, and the second pasuk is speaking about the loiva. So when the Gemara wanted to find the loshen of neshech by eichel, it's finding it in a pasuk by the loiva. How do we know that refers to the malva? So Rashi says that it's a gili milsa. Since we find that the word neshech does not only refer to kesef, it refers to oichel. Ein echanami, we find it only by the loiva, but memela, once we see that the word neshech can refer to oichel as well, so by the malva, when we use the word neshech, although by the malva we only use neshech concerning kesef, we'll say that neshech will refer to oichel as well, as we find by the loiva. And we're going to have a question on this in a few minutes. As the Gemara develops, we'll come back to this Rashi and explain a very nice pshat from the Shita Mikabetzes. Let us continue the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, ribis bekesef minayit. Good. You've established neshech by oichel, that neshech doesn't only refer to kesef, it refers to oichel as well. But how do you know ribis by kesef? Because from the first pasuk in Vayikra Chav Hei, there we find uvemarbis leisit nachlacha. We find that marbis is associated with oichel. How do we know marbis also refers to kesef? So the Gemara answers, you're right. We don't actually have a pasuk that says clearly that marbis refers to kesef as well, but we learn it from Imeino Inyan, because Talmud Loimer, the pasuk over there in Kisaitse said, neshech kesef, as we mentioned, the pasuk had said, loisashich lochicha, neshech kesef, continues the Gemara on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Imeino Inyan le neshech kesef, I don't need the pasuk there for neshech kesef. Why? Because the pasuk began with an overall rule, don't pay to the loiva, speaking to the loiva, don't cause yourself to be bitten, don't pay ribbis to your brother. And as Rashi says, the end of that pasuk over there in Kiseitse says, Neshech kol dover asher yishach. So if we take the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk, it comes out that you should not pay ribbis from anything. So if so, why did the Torah have to be specific and say neshech kesef if that is not necessary? To no inyan l'raboi l'ribbis kesef. So it's a main inyan. If I don't need it for itself, because that I could learn out from the rest of the pasuk, so it must be that although the Torah says neshech kesef, really it's referring to ribbis kesef. And as Rashi points out, the same is true with the words neshech oichel. I don't need neshech oichel for itself because that's included in neshech kol dover asher yishach, and rather I'll learn it for ribbis concerning oichel. So although the Torah is using a lashon neshech, since I don't need it for itself, it will go for oichel and kesef concerning ribbis. Says the Gemara, Ainli ala b'loiva. You only see it by the loiva, because this pasuk is speaking about the loiva, but malva minayin. How do you know it refers to the malva as well? Meaning, how do you know the malva also is over on two lavin? He'll be over on neshech and ribbis, both by oichel, and it'll be over neshech and ribbis as well by kesef. Each one of them will have two lavim, by the malva, not only by the loiva. So the answer is we have gzeirah shavah. Nemar neshech b'loiva, nemar neshech b'malva. By each of them it uses the word neshech. So I say, ma neshech amar b'loiva. Just like the neshech which is said by the loiva in Parshas Kiseitse. Lo chilakta b'vei mekesef b'vei b'oichel b'vei neshech b'vei b'ribbis. You have not made a distinction whether it's kesef or oichel, or whether it's the lav of neshech or the lav of ribbis that applies both by kesef and by oichel. By loiva, so af neshech amar b'malva. So too in Parshas Bahar, where it uses the word neshech, I say leisachlich boy bein bekesef bein beoichel bein beneshech bein beribis, that you'll be over by the malva as well, both by oichel, both by kesef, you'll be over two lavin of neshech and ribis. So here the shita asked the question on what we learned before from that Rashi on Amud Beis. Rashi on Amud Beis said by neshech oichel at the beginning of the sugya that once I see a precedent by loiva that neshech refers to oichel, so I can learn the malva from the loiva. Rashi over there didn't use gzeirah shavah. All of a sudden, over here, by ribbis kesef, all of a sudden, the Gemara requires a gzeirah shavah. Why do I need a gzeirah shavah? Why didn't I say, once I find that ribbis can refer to kesef by loiva, so when I use the word ribbis by malva, it will refer not only to oichel, it will refer to ribbis of kesef as well. So at the beginning of the sugi, we don't use gzeirah shavah. At the end of the sugi, we use gzeirah shavah. Why? So the sheet, this has a very beautiful, simple pshat. At the beginning of the sugi, we were learning that we find by a loiva that the word neshech is used by oichel. So memela, that's a gilui that by the malva, although it says neshech concerning kesef, but neshech could also refer to oichel. How do you know? You see it by the loiva that neshech refers to oichel. However, when it comes to ribbis by kesef, here the Torah doesn't really use the word ribbis. The Torah uses the word neshech kesef. It was only in Einayinyin. If I don't need it for neshech of kesef, why? Because the pasuk says neshech kol dover asher yishach, so I don't need it for neshech of kesef. I'll learn it for ribbis of kesef, for tarbis of kesef. But over here, I don't see anymore that the word ribbis refers to kesef. It's only a minayin ayinyan. The pasuk's not even speaking about the word ribbis. The pasuk is speaking about the word neshech kesef. Except, I don't need neshech kesef, so I say it means ribbis kesef. Oh, it means ribbis kesef. Maybe it only means it by the loiva. How do you know by the malva? The beginning of the pasuk, I see the word usage of neshech refers to oichel as well as kesef, by loiva. Memela, by malva, the same thing. The end of the pasuk, I don't see the usage of the word. I only see that we learn a halacha that ribis is by kesef. So that's only by loiva. How do I know mava? On that I need exer shava. Continues the Gemara. Menayin l'rabois. Called over, how do you know that anything that I lend out, which the other person consumes, and it's like money. Money is milvaloitzah nitna, and you give back other money. So how do I know if I lend you a commodity, and you use up that commodity, and you return to me a substitute commodity instead of what you had used up, and you're going to give me extra, how do you know that that's also considered ribbis? Talmud Lomer Pasuk concludes, Neshech called over asher yishach. So this is how the first pshat of the Gemara, we learn out that both by the loiva and by the malva, there are two lavin of, there's neshech, there's tarbis, both by oichel and by kesef. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, loy neshech ba oichel v'loy ribis be kesef tzrichi kra. You don't need a pasuk, we don't need this whole limit that we just have. We don't need a gzer shava. Why? The e kosev, if it would have been written the following way, then you'd have a good kasha. If it would have been written, as kaspecha loisiten loy beneshech, the och lechadabach puts in the words loisiten bemarbis, then kiddika amra, then you'd be right. Well, what does it mean you would be right? That it would seem that neshech refers only to kesef, and marbis refers only to eichel. Then you'd have a good question. How do you know that Neshek refers to Eichel? How do you know that Marbis refers to Kesef? But Hashda Dichsiv, what is the Lashon of the Pasuk in Vayikra Chavhei? In Parshas Bahar, what is the Lashon? It says, as Kaspech Olay Sitin Lai Ben Neshek. It puts the word Neshek in at the end of that phrase. And how does it begin the next phrase? With the word Marbis. It doesn't put the word marbis at the end of the second phrase. It puts the word marbis at the beginning of the second phrase. So now it comes out, there's a juxtaposition between the word neshech and the word marbis right next to each other. Because the pasuk goes, as kasp loisit loy b'neshech, uve marbis loisit nachlecha. Ah, if so, kri behachi, you can learn the pasuk like this. As kasp loisit loy b'neshech, uve marbis. Once I have the words Neshech and Marbis right next to each other, then I could say Neshech and Marbis is going on the Reisha, and Neshech and Marbis is going on the Seifa. So Memeil, I have Neshech and Marbis going on Kesef, and I have Neshech and Marbis going on Eichel. So your whole Kasha is not a Kasha. I asked the Gemara, how could you, as an Amoira, Ravina, say such a Pshat? You're going against the Tana. V'hatana nemar nemar kamar. We just learned before that a Tana said that there's a gzera shava. So you're going against the Tana? You and a Moira are going against the Tana? We had a gzera shava. So the Gemara answers, hachi kamar. This is what Ravina meant to say. Ravina understands that the Tana meant to say the following. Ilu loy nemar kra, hayisi oim gzera shava. If we wouldn't have the Torah set up in such a way that the word Neshech and Marbis are right next to each other, then Ein Lechanami, you would learn it out from Gzeir Shava. But Achshav Shenemar Kra, now that the Torah did put the word Neshech and Marbis next to each other, Gzeir Shava Leitzorach, I don't need Gzeir Shava. So the whole Gzeir Shava is like Lahagdul Torah Ladira. It's Lu Yitzur. If it would be that Neshech and Marbis wouldn't be not next to each other, then you would have anyway Gzeir Shava. But the way it's written now, I don't even need Gzeir Shava. Ask the Gemara, Alexer Shava Lamali. Alexer Shava is Halach L'Maish Mesinai. If there is Alexer Shava, we need it for something. If you're telling me you don't need it for this, so what do you need it for? The Gemara answers, I need it for the last part of the pasuk. Neshech called over Asher Yishach, Dulei Kosev B'malve. By Loive, it says in Parash Kisei, say the end of the pasuk, that it refers to called over Asher Yishach. That ribbis is not only by money, but it's by anything. So that it says only by the Loive. How do I know it by the Malve? On that I'll have Exer Shava of Neshech in one place and Neshech in the other place. I'll be able to learn one from the other. Amar Rava, Lomali, a new thing. By the way, the Rambam says that although we have all these lavin, at the end of the Perek, the Gemara is going to elaborate on all the various lavin, that the Malva is over, the Loiva is over, the Orav is over, the Edim are over, but the Rambam paskins that the these lavin, there's no Malkus on them. Why? Because we're going to have a Machloikus at the end of the Gemara today, whether Rubis Tzutza is Yoytze B'dayanin or not. we paskin, the Rambam paskins, Rivas Ksutza is Yaitse v'dayanan, so therefore it remains like Gezel. Gezel, there's no Malkus either, it's a Lav Hanitik Lasei, because Veheshev is Exela. So the same thing here. Since Rivas Ksutza you have to give back, Dayanim have a power that they could take the ribbis back from the malva and give it to the loiva. So it's nitn lashavoin. If it's nitn lashavoin, it's like a lava nitn glase, and therefore ain like it. Amar Rava. Lamali the kasher rachmana lav beribbis, lav begezel, lav boinah. We have three halachas in the Torah where the Torah prohibited a person from taking money from another person in a wrongful way. Why do we need an isser by all three? By ribbis it says al tikach miitoy neshech, by gezel it says like sigzo, and by anoa it says al toina ishes amisoy. It's achiv. Why did the Torah have to say this avera by each one? Why can't I learn one from the other, or one from two at least? Why do we need all three? So Gemara says trichi, you need all three. Why? The ikas rechman a lav by ribbis. If the Torah would have only have said a lav by ribbis, I would say there's an avera mishum the chiddushu, because there's a big chiddush by ribbis. What's the chiddush by ribbis? That filah beloiva asa rechmana, even by the loiva who he bishloim at a malva is being mechaser the loiva, but the loiva is not being mechaser anybody. He's mechaser himself, but he's not being mechaser anyone else. And yet the Torah says it's asa, even if the loiva agrees to it and wants it. The Torah says no, you cannot pay ribbis. So sin over there, that's asa. But how do I know? By something that's not a chiddush, on that the Torah had to give a lav. Ve'i kasa rachman a lav by gezel. The Torah just would have written the lav by gezel. I would have said mishum de bal korche. There, the gazlan is taking it by force. Avol oinah emaloi. But by oinah, he's not taking it by force. I mean, the person doesn't know that he's being cheated, but it's not in a sense by force. I would say perhaps there is no avera. V'ikas rachman a lav by no, would have told me the lav only by no. Mishum de lo yada de machel. He doesn't know that he should be machel. Mashen came by ribbis. He knows that he's paying ribbis. By gezel, he might not like it, but at least he's aware of it, that the other person is stealing. And if he wants, like there's a story where somebody, I think from the Chofetz Chaim, somebody stole something from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim ran after him and said, "Ich bin eich Michael, I Michael you." So I have the alternative of Michael. By Noah, I don't know that I'm being cheated, that I could be Michael. So maybe only over there the Torah put a lav, not by the others. So therefore you need by all three. Ask the Gemara, Chodem Echadolei Asi. Any Chanami can't learn one from the other, one from one, but Teisi Chodem Etarati. Let's learn out one from two. Hi, Tasty. So the Gemara says, which two should be written, and I'll learn the third one from those two. Loi lichtu rechman a lav by ribbis. Let the Torah not write a lav by ribbis. V'tasi mahanach, and I'll learn it out from gezel, and I know. I'll say, no, I can't learn out ribbis from gezel, and I know. Why? Ma lahanach shekein shalomidas. Because gezel is by force, without his willingness, and I know, he doesn't even know that he's being cheated. So how do I know ribbis? By ribbis, he knows the ribbis is being taken, and he agrees that the ribbis should be taken. So therefore, maybe there's no wisser. So the Torah had to write by ribbis. Timer by ribbis, the medate. Loilich the rechman alav by no. If the Torah would not have written alav by no of a taste of mahanach, and we should learn out from gezel and ribbis, I would say no. Ma lahanach shekein ein derech mecher memker bekach. Because that's not the way of doing normal, commercial, activities. As Rashi says, however, I know a person who wants to get a specific chafetz will very often be willing to pay the highest amount just to get that chafetz. That's the way that business works. When I need something, I'm ready to pay top dollar for it. So perhaps there's no lav there. The Torah had to say a lav by no. Ella says the Gemara, here's my question. The Torah should not have said a lav by gezel. But Teis Manach, I would learn it out from Oinah and Ribbis. The Mai Pirchas, what are you going to ask? Malu Ribbis, Shekein Chiddush. You're going to say, you cannot learn out from Ribbis. Ribbis is a Chiddush because a loiva is also over on the lav of Ribbis. That's a Chiddush, even though he's not being mechaser anyone. So I'll answer you. Oinah Teichiach. Oinah is not a Chiddush. Oinah is a loss of money, so just like the Torah prohibited Oinah, the Torah prohibited Gezel. So why do I need a special aver by Gezel? What are you going to ask me? Oh, no. Ma lo Oinah shekein lo yodo mochel. By Oinah, he's not even aware he's being cheated, so that he could be Michael. By Gezel, he knows that it's being taken away from him. But Ribbis Techich, by Ribbis he also knows it's being taken away from, so learn Gezel from Ribbis. The Chazer Adin, and we go back and forth, Loi Roi Zeh Keroi Zeh, Oino is not the same as Ribbis, and Ribbis is not, Loi Roi Zeh Keroi Zeh, and Ribbis is not the same as Oino. Hatzara Shavishman, what's equal? Shekain Goizloi, that he's stealing his money, he's taking his money away. Afani Ovi Gezel. So let's learn out Gezel from Oino Ribbis. That's my question. I'm reading more, it says, Hachinami, you're right. You really could learn out Gezel from Oino and Ribbis. So, Frag the Gemara, El Lav Begezel Lomeli. So why do I talk and need a Lav Begezel? The answer is, L'kaivish Shchar Socher. When I hold back money that you earned, but you don't have it in your possession yet. By Gezel, you have it and I'm taking it away from you. By Kaivish Shchar Socher, where I hold back, you've never even received that money yet. So on that, I have to tell you that there's an Aveira also. Ask the Gemara, Kaivish Shchar Socher, I need an Aveira of Loisigzel for that. Behejik Sibet, is it often a Pasuk? Dvorim Chavdalet, Loisashik Socher on Ivavian. You're not allowed to oppress your worker, a poor worker, you have to pay him his wages. So the Gemara answers, Lava, Lobishne, Lavin, Einachanami, I have this extra Loisigzel, which is referring to Loisashik, to be make him over on Shnei Lavin. Ask the Gemara, why do you make the Shnei Lavin? For Loisashik, make the Shnei Lavin for Oino and Ribbis. V'lukma b'ribbis v'oino v'lav v'lov b'shnei Lavin. The Gemara answers, no. Dover ha'lamed min yonoy, as we turn to Dav Samach Aleph Amid Beis. U'be'in yonah this socher k'siv. Gezel is written in the same pasuk as Kovish Shchar Socher. The pasuk says, Loisashik Esrei Acha V'Loisigzel. So since the Loisashik is written in the same pasuk as Loisigzel, the Loisigzel I don't need, so I'll say that the Loisigzel refers to Kovish Shchar Socher, and even though we have that aver already, Lava Lav B'Shnei Lava, but Ribbis and Oino don't fit in here because they're not mentioned in this pasuk. Ask the Gemara, why did the Torah give a special avera of loisignoivu? As Rashi explains, we're not speaking about the loisignoivu of the Aseres HaDibros because that refers to gainav nefashos. That's kidnapping. We're referring to the loisignoivu that's written in Parshas Kedoshim. Why is that? Why do we need that pasuk? And as we should be able to learn it out from Oino and Ribbis. The Gemara answers, look at Asanya, to what we have, because of what we have learned, the following brisa. Loi, the Gra puts in that it's not loi signoiv, but it should say here loi signoivu. The words loi signoiv in Parash Kedosh, what do they refer to? Almanas lemekat. A person is not allowed to steal, even if his purpose is to be mitzar, Rashi says it means to be mitzar his friend. Meaning, The Machlokes Rishonim actually here. The Ritva says that, if he has in mind to keep this possession for a few hours, a few days, and then return it, Ein Echanami, he's not Oivr on Loi Signoivu. But it means that he is taking it just to Mitzar's friend, but he's gonna keep it, meaning he'll give it to somebody else. It's not that, I would have thought, if he doesn't keep it for himself, he gives it to somebody else, he's not interested himself in having it, he just wants that his friend should not have it. So maybe he's not over on that, to try to tell you, even though your kavod is just mitzar him, you're over on loisig noivu. However, the Rambam disagrees with the Ritva, and the Rambam says that even if he takes it with the intention to give it back to the person, and gives it back to the person, he was still over on loisig noivu, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Gemara. Loi, and on the side, again, the Tosefta brings down that it's not Loi Signoiv. Again, Mesaris HaShah says that here we should be Garis Loi Signoivu. We learn out another halacha. Amanas L'Sham Teshlumei Kefil. That you want to be Mahana your friend. You know your friend needs money. You know your friend's not going to take a gift. So you have a great idea. You'll steal $1,000 from him. Then you'll have a chiyuv to pay Kefil. And this way, he'll wind up getting an additional $1,000, which is what you want. No, you're not allowed, even though you're trying to be a good person, but you're doing it through Geneva, you're not allowed to do it. That's what you're over. Amalei Rav Yemer, le Rav Ashi. Lav, de Kasser, Rachman, b'mishkoi lois, lomeli. The pasuk says, "Leisase avil b'mishpat." You shouldn't do wrongdoing in justice. B'mida with a measure, b'mishko with a weight, u'b'mishura and with a liquid measure. Why do I need a lav of a faulty scale? That you're cheating the person, you're stealing from the person. If Genev is also, what do you need a special lav of mishkailus? Amalei l'taymen mishkalais b'melech. The guy hides his weights in salt. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim here, who's doing the hiding? Is the moicher doing the hiding, or the lekech's doing the hiding? Some rishonim learned the moicher's doing the hiding. And when it's being dipped into salt, the weight becomes way more. So, excuse me, the lekech puts it in salt, then it becomes weight more, so the pound that he's getting, let's say he's getting a pound and a third. So this, the lekech is the one who's gaining. And others learn, no, it's the moicher who's putting it into salt, and the salt erodes the metal. So it says on it, it's a weight of a pound, but really, it's a third less than a pound because the salt eroded the mass of metal there. So either way, it's usser. So the Gemara asks, again, what did you accomplish with this teretz? Heine gezem al you. Either the lekeach or the moicher, according to the various pshatim and the rishonim, but one is stealing from the other. The Gemara answers, laver lav mishas asiya. The isser of mishkailus is not only when he actually perpetrates the crime, but even making the weight in salt, which is potential, he'll use it for his stealing. He's already over from the time that he made the weight and he hid it in the salt. Tana rabbanan. And the Gemara now defines all these various inyanim. B'mida zumedidas karka. B'mida refers to measuring of karka. What does this refer to? Shalayimdag la'echad b'maysachama u'la'echad b'maysachshama. Rashi says that the case is speaking about two brothers want to divide a property. They got a Yerusha from their father. So there's a third party. He uses a rope. It's, let's say, supposed to be, there's a karka of 20 amas wide, and he uses a rope that's 10 amas. For one, he does it in the rainy season, and for the other, he does it in the hot weather season. The one who he measured the 10 amas in the rainy season, he's going to get more than the other one. Why? As Rashi explains, because in the rainy season, the rope stretches. In the hot weather season, it contracts. So the one that was measured in the rainy season will get a little more property than the other one. Why does Rashi have to make this kind of a case? The Maram Shif explains. Why didn't Rashi just say Pashit that one person sold to another property and he measures 10 amas in the hot weather season where it'll be contracted and the person will wind up with less property. Why does Rashi make the case with two brothers dividing and a third party? So the answer, says the Maram Shif, is because otherwise we have the same kasha that the Gemara had before, Hainu Gezel Ma'alya. If it's a seller who is stealing from the lekeach by using the rope in the summer season when it's contracted, so then he's cheating him if it's not really measured out to be 10 amas as it's supposed to be. So that's why Rashi said, this is a third party. So the third party, really, he himself is not gaining anything. He's not stealing, but it comes out that one of the brothers will guess less than the other. So the person who used the different the rope in different seasons, he's over that he didn't do an accurate thing here. That's why Rashi had to make it in this special case. Continues the Gemara, b'mishkal shalayat b'mishkal, which we already discussed before. He should not put his measurements, either the lekeach or the meicher, into salt. Uvimishura, what is that speaking about? Shaloi yasiach. We're talking about a liquid measure. How do you cheat in a liquid measure? You pour the wine in very quickly, and by doing that, there's a foam. And now, it measured, let's say, it measured a lug. And really, it didn't measure a lug, because Rashi explains, it's only a lug with the foam. But give it a few minutes, and the foam will go down, and the person got less than the amount that he was supposed to get. Says the Gemara of Alei Dvorim, Kal V'Chomer. Uma mesura. The word mesura is a liquid measure, but also specifically one of the liquid measures we have a hin and a lug, and one of the liquid measurements are called a mesura. What is a mesura? Uma mesura shehi echad mishloishim, not vishloishim, it should be shloishim vishisha belug. A mesura measurement is 1/36 of a lug. So the Torah is telling you, I don't want you to cheat your friend with foam, even though all he will lose is 1/36 of a lug. So madach in 1/36 of a lug, it could be the love Torah. The Torah is makbid, kavachaymer, lehin. A hin is 12 lugin. V'chatziah hin is 6 lugin. V'shlishas a hin is 4 lugin. U'revias a hin, a quarter of a hin, is 3 lugin. V'lug, 1 lug. V'chatzi lug. V'revias a lug. A quarter of a lug. All of these measurements are more than a mesura, which is 1/36 of a lug. If we're makbid on 1/36 of a lug, kal v'chomer, all these others are even worse if you cheated the person by using foam and not giving him the right amount. Amar Rava. Lama li dekos rachmana yitzis mitraim beribis, yitzis mitraim gabi tzitzis, yitzis mitraim mishkos. By all of these three averis, by all these mitzvahs, or Averis, it speaks about, I am Hashem, Hamoitzi Eschem, Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. Why was Eretz Mitzrayim brought in concerning these three mitzvahs of the Torah? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu Sheivchanti B'Mitzrayim, Bein Tipa Shabachor, L'Tipa She'en Shabachor. I'm the one who distinguished the Mitzrayim, which drop of semen was that of a firstborn and which was not. As Rashi explains, that Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima, so one woman could have had relations with 10 men, and let's say, even though by this woman, so her first child was her Bechor, but these 10 men, it was feasible that it was the Bechor of each man, that she gave birth to 10 Bechorim, if this was the first child that each man had from a woman. So who is the one who knew? The ones who were Bechayrim from their father died in Mitzrayim. Who's the one who was able to distinguish which tipa came from a man, then it was the Bechayr of that man? Hashem. So the same Hashem who knows that. Ani hu she'asli par mimisha toila ma'ois v'nachri. I know what's going on, and someone who will tell a yid, you know what, this money belongs to a goy. Umalvoy some Yisrael beribis. You could pay ribis. It's not my money. I'm a middleman, but I'm a front for a goy. And really, he's not a front. Really, it's his money, and he's getting ribis. Who knows that he's saying a lie? That's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I will take retribution from that person who fakes off that he is doing it for a goy, and it's mutter to pay the ribis. Umimi shetayim mishkalais v'melech. I'll also do it from someone who hid his weights in salt and thereby caused cheating. So Rashi explains that tchelas is taken from a chalazin. The chalazin comes up once in 70 years, so it's very expensive. So this person couldn't afford it, but yet he had a social pressure to wear tchelas, so he took a cheap dye, kla'ilon, which was similar in look to a tchelas. It could pass for tchelas. But only Hashem knows that he's really not doing the mitzvah of tchelas. And I will take retribution. Ravina ikla l'sur de poros. Ravina once came, not, Rashi says, to the regular place that's called Sura, but rather Sura that's on the river of Paras. Amalei Rav Chanina Misura de Paras, Rav Chanina from that city, Sura de Paras said to Ravina, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Kutz Rechmona Gabi Shrotzim Lomli. Why do I have Yitzis Mitzrayim written by Shrotzim? Amalei is similar to what we had before. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anihu. What's the Pasuk by Shrotzim? The Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yud Aleph Psukim Mem Dalet Mem Hey V'loy Sitamu Es Nafshesechem Mechol Asheretz Haroim Es Aloretz Ki Ani Hashem Amal Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Lelekim. So it seemed to be that his question is, why is it Tzias Mitzrayim like we had in the Gemara before? Why is it mentioned by Shrotzim? So he answered, Amar Lei Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ani Yushev Chanti Ben Tipu Shabachar L'Tipu She'en Shabachar, just like we had in the Gemara before. I'm the one who distinguished between a drop that was from a Bechor and a drop that was not. Ani Asa Lipor, Mimisha Ma'arev, Kirve Dagim Tmein, Bekirve Dagim Tairim, Umar Kol Yisrael. The insides of the fish he will substitute the kosher one for a treif one, and he'll say that the treif one is kosher, and only Hashem will know it, but the same Hashem who is mafchin, bein tibish shabchor l'tibish erish shabchor, he will pay, take retribution from this person if he fakes off that these are kosher insides of a fish. Amar lei, so Rav Chanina says to Ravina, that's not my question, you misunderstood my question. Ana hamalik akashli. My kasha wasn't about Yitzis Mitzrayim. I know you said before, by tzitzis, by mishkoilis, by all these things it says Yitzis Mitzrayim, I'm Hashem who's mafkin, so I knew that's the teretz. My question is that here by shrotzim, it uses a different lashon than it did by the rest. By all the others, it says, ani Hashem hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Here, the lashon of the pasuk was hamala. That was my question. Hamala kakashli. Why does it use that lashon? I raised you out of Mitzrayim. Look at a ton of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Ah, if that's your kasha, that's for some other reason. That's ton of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Learn the ton of Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Il molei, we take out the word loy. Il molei haleisis from the tram. El bishmuel dover zeh. She'ein metamin bishratzim. Dayai. Or means the word die. If Hashem says, if the only reason I took the Jews out of Mitzrayim was in order that they should not eat shratzim, that would be enough. So again, Rab Chanina now misunderstood Ravina, and he thought that what he's trying to say is, Hamala, you're going to get more schar. Amalei, this is how the Ritva explains the Shakavatari here. Amalei, umi nafish agrayu. You're telling me that for shrutzim you get more schar than tzitzis, and that mishkoilas, and who says that you're going to get more schar for that? And for ribbis, who says that there's more schar by shrotzim? Umina fisher graya tfeimi ribbis to mitzitzim meshkailis. Amr lei, no, you didn't understand my teretz. There is no more schar. I meant something else. Amr lei, afal gabduloi nafisha graya tfei. There's talking no more schar. But there's a different nakuda here. Me'isi lemechlinu. It's disgusting. It's repulsive to eat shrotzim. So Rashi, earlier in Divrei HaMaskil, Ela Bishvil Dover Zeh explains that when Klal Yisrael is careful not to eat shrotzim, hey me'ulim v'noim, they are on a higher level and they're very nice. Ve'enem nemasim mishkotzim alalu. They don't eat all these crabs and all these zachen, which are disgusting. Lahachi kasev loshen ilui shemal legedoyli hiatzav. As disgusting and repulsive it is for those who eat shrotzim, so the opposite, those who stay away from it and live a more pristine life, so that's the mal. They don't get more schar. That's not what I meant. But that Hashem used specifically the adjective of mala concerning shrotzim because Jews live a more refined life. Continues the Gemara to explain the next phrase in the Mishnah. Ve'ezeu tarbis, hamarbe v'peres, keitzad lochemenu chitim b'dinner zov. So the Gemara, we already spoke this out in yesterday's shir. Otu kolhani damrina hashta lav ribisu. It seems from our Gemara Mishnah that till now we're speaking about neshech, and now we're speaking about ribis. But we learned yesterday that neshech and ribis are all the same. It depends from whose vantage point, the malv or the loiver. By the malv it's ribis, by the loiver it's neshech, he's being bitten. But your oiver on, there's never neshech without tarbis, there's never tarbis without neshech. So what does the Mishnah mean? Ve'ezel tarbis. Amar Rav Avua, this is the pshat. At kan shel Torah. Neshech refers to what's written in the Torah. Mikan ve'elech shel divrayim. The next case with the wheat and the wine that we had in yesterday's Mishnah, that is an issur derabban. V'chein amar Rava, ad kan shel Torah, mikan ve'elech shel divrayim. Then the Gemara continues, ad kan, the beginning of the Mishnah, where it speaks about real ribis, tzutza, yoch in Russia, the Russia will prepare, the yilbash tzaddik, but the tzaddik will wear it. So Rashi explains that we're going to soon learn the shaila whether ribis ktsutza is yaitze b'dayanim or not. But even if you hold that ribis ktsutza is able to be taken out with dayanim, but that's only the person who took the ribis. But what about if he dies? Do his children have an obligation to pay back the ribis that their father took? The answer is no. That's what this pasuk is saying. Yach in Russia. The Russia can prepare it, but he's not allowed to use it. The yilbash tzaddik, if he dies and leaves it over to his children, they are allowed to take it. Ask the Gemara, at kan v'su loy? Are you telling me that this pasuk only refers to the first part of the Mishnah, which is speaking about ribis deraisa, and not to the second part? The second part, for sure, it applies to. If ribis deraisa, the children don't have to return. So kal v'chomer, they don't have to return ribis derabanan. So the Gemara says, Ella afilu atkan yachin rosh v'yubasadik. That's what I meant to say. Avada and ribis derabanan, for sure, the children don't have to. Even the father doesn't have to give it back. It's not yaitz b'dayana. But even the ribis suits of deraisa, which is Yaitz b'dayana by the father, but his children do not have to give it back. And then we continue. Atkan ribis ksutza. Till now we're speaking about ribis that was made up in advance to pay, which is ribis deraisa. Mikan ve'elach avak ribis. From now on, we're going to be speaking about the dust of ribis, which means it comes from the source, but it's not as potent a ribis. It's only a ribis to rabbanan, and that's called avak ribis. Amar Rab Lazer. Here's the machloikis whether ribis ksutz is yaitz b'dayanim or not. Amar Rab Lazer. Ribis ksutz is yaitz b'dayanim. Avak ribis ain't a yaitz b'dayanim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu ribis ksutz nami ain't a yaitz b'dayanim. Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is, we don't pasuk like this, but his sheet is that even ribis to rice is not yaitz b'dayanim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my time at Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason? Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that it's not yaitz b'dayanim? Damar Krah, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, b'neshech nasan, he gave neshech, v'tar b'slokach, v'chai lo yichyeh, he won't live, and the pasuk concludes, Rashi brings down, mois yumas dom of boy yiyah, he will die. But why? Because as kol, the pasuk says, as kol ta'evah sa'ela osa, and on that, mois yumas dom of boy yiyah. So we learn out, says Rabbi Yochanan, lemisa nitan, the person who took ribis, he's going to die b'day shamayim. V'loyli shavin. If he's going to die, then obviously he can't give it back. Because if he could give it back, that would be a kapora for what he did wrong, and then he wouldn't have to die. So if you're telling me the only solution to this person is misa b'day shamayim, it means that ribis suits ain't a yaitza b'day yadit. Rav Adabar Ava Omar, he learns a different pasuk. Omar Kra, al tikach mita neshk v'tarbis v'yoreisim l'lekecha. You have to be afraid of Hashem. Lamoira nitim, l'loyli shavin. You're afraid of Hashem that any moment Hashem is going to punish you. But if you would be able to return it, so why do you have to be afraid of Hashem? Return it, you have nothing to be afraid of. You were mesakin the averos. Araya, loy, that ribis ksutz is ain a yaitzim b'dayanim. You have no way of returning it. And you don't accomplish anything by returning it. The Bezdin cannot force you to return it. Rav Omer, megufer dekrah shamilei. I know it from the pasuk in Yecheskel, from the words of the pasuk itself. Mois yumas dom of boyiyah, his blood will be on him, which Rashi explains to mean that when you take ribis, you're actually causing the death of somebody, potentially. Because through the ribis, the person becomes poor, and he could die in out of starving to death because the ribis took away all his money. Hukshu malve ribis l'shaifche dom. Those who lend with ribis are compared to killers. Ma shayf kedam le'nitun li'shaven. Just like you cannot bring back the dead person to life, there's nothing you could do about it. Af malbe rivus le'nitun li'shaven. So we learn it from the pasuk itself. The pasuk in Cheskel compares malve ribis to dom of boy to a murderer le'nitun li'shaven. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Talmud Rav Blazer. What's the reason Rav Blazer holds yoytz b'diyadin? The Amar Krav, the pasuk says. The beginning of the pasuk is al tikach meitoy neshech. The pasuk ends off v'chay achicha imach. He should live with you. And we don't know what is this end of the pasuk adding on. He should live with you. It means a hadur lay. Give back the ribis that you took from the loyva ki hechi. The nihu. The Bach puts in the word v'hadeh. The nechi behadech, that he should live with you together. Give him back his ribis, you'll be giving him sustenance so that he can live with you. From here we learn out that ribis tzutza is yaitzim b'dayyad, you have to give him back. Rabbi Yochanan, hai, v'chai, echichi, imach, me'avetle. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk, v'chai, echichi, imach? He learns that ribis tzutza is eini yaitzim b'dayyadim. Miboilei l'kedesanya. He needs it for the following brisa. And this is one of the most famous gemoras in Shas. And there's likewise a famous Reb Chaim Brisker, the first Reb Chaim Halevi on the Rambam is on this next piece of Gemara. We have learned in a Braisa. Shnaim Shari Mahalch Maderech, there were two people going on the way. And apparently they were in like a desert. Ubiyad Echavim Kitin Shemaim. One had a flask of water. Im Shaisin Shnei Mason. If they're both going to drink this flask of water in the desert, both will die. Vim Shaisa Echad Mehen Magil Yishav. But if one drinks the flask of water, it'll be enough for him. The other one will die, but this one will live, and he'll reach the habitation. He'll reach the place where he'll be able to survive. What do you do in such a case? Dorish ben Petura. Ben Petura Paskin, Mutav Sheyishdu Shneim V'yamusu. Let them both drink. They'll live a short amount of time. They won't reach the Yishuv. They'll both die. V'ayira Echemem Misash Shechaveri. And one of them should not see the other one die. But rather, they'll both die. Ad Shebo Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came. V'limit, and he taught us. V'chai Achicha Imach. That's the Pasuk that we had before. You know what Rabbi Yochanan uses V'chai Achicha Imach for this? Chayecha Koidim L'chai Chavercha. No, you don't share the water, but rather your life comes first, and even though it means that the other person is going to die. So on this, Rabbi Chaim, on the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisari HaTorah, brings down Tosfos Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, where Tosfos, we know there are three averas that Yarg Vayaver, Gili Arai, Shvichas Dom, and Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says that the following, Vizel Ushainoi, there in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, V'Reitzeach Gufa, by Reitzeach, Ki Mechayiv Limser Atzmai Hani Mili Koidim Shiarg B'Yadayim. When do you have to give up your life by Yarg Vayaver for Shvichas Domim? Before, if somebody says, kill him or I'll kill you, you have to let yourself be killed. Aval heicha deloy avid maisa. But if you do not do an action, kigoin, shemashlich naisay ala tinik, they're gonna throw you on a baby, vinismaich, and you will squash the baby and kill the baby. Mistavra says Taisvis, it's logical, she'ein achayv limser atzmai. You don't have to give up your life. The matzi omar, because you could say, adarabba. My chazes the dama de chavroi sumachtvei, dama dama de di sumachtvei, kivin de leavid maisa. What's the whole reason? How do we know that you have to give up your life rather than kill somebody else? So the Gemara says it's a swara. What's the swara? My chazes the dama di doch sumachtvei. Who says your blood is redder? Dilma dama de chavroch sumachtvei. Maybe the blood of your friend is redder. So therefore, you're not allowed to kill your friend. However, if you're not killing him with an action, but rather you're killing him through Chevy Altase, by a non-action, they're going to throw you on a child and you're going to squash the child. So there, says Tysus, you could argue, since you're not doing a Misa, you could argue the opposite. Who says that that person's life is worth more than mine? So first of all, Reb Chaim says that this Tysus is a little Tzorchian, because when you're killing that child, you're not the murderer, you're the murder weapon. You're the bullet. You know why you don't have to let yourself be killed in that instance? Because you're not a murderer, right? So really, Tosfos Moshel of a murder, which is Shevi Al Tasa, is difficult to comprehend. Because you're not a murderer there, you're the murder weapon. So I learned with someone last night, Rav Moshe Rottenberg Shlita, so he said that, I think he said it from Rav Reuven Grzovsky, that the Reb Chaim here himself doesn't have a case, a real classical case of Chevy Altasa murder. But he said it, I think, over from Rav Reuven, that the case would be, let's say, one way or another, you were playing around, or you fell, whatever, you fell on somebody. And the guy, and he's choking. And somebody comes with a gun and says, don't get up. If you get up, I kill you. So here's a case, if you continue to stay on this person, so then you're gonna kill him. He's gonna choke to death. So here's a case, here you're not the murder weapon. Here you're doing an act, by Chevy Altasa, you're not doing anything, you're not getting up, you're just staying in the exact position that you found yourself with the gun to your head, you're killing some of Chevy Altasa. The Chayra, that would be the case. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik wants to say that what Tosfos takes on, that killing someone b'shevi al tasa, there is no din of Yarg Valyavor, because you could say maybe my blood is redder than the other person. The Rambam disagrees with this. He has a proof that the Rambam disagrees. He makes it a machloik is the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos says it's mutter, the Rambam says it's not mutter. What is this machloek is Tosfos the Rambam dependent on? So Reb Chaim gives a classical chakira. When we say that in a case of that when your blood is maybe is not as red as the other fellow's blood, in other words, that by murder we don't say, usually we say pekuach nefesh is doichid a whole Torah, except in three cases. One of them is murder. Why by murder don't we say that pekuach nefesh is doicha? So Reb Chaim says you could learn it in one of two ways. You could either say, because here I'm dealing with a life versus a wife. So there is a heter of pekuach nefesh, but who's nefesh? Is it your nefesh or is it the other one's nefesh? I don't know what to do. Oh, you don't know what to do? Do nothing. So if I'm about to kill the other person, do nothing means that I'm going to get killed because I have a gun to my head. If I don't take his life, if I'm Chevy Altasa, something's going to happen to me. But if I am killing him by inaction, meaning in the case we gave, where I'm lying on top of him and choking him, and the gun is to my head saying, just stay where you are and do nothing. So if that's the case, if that's the pshat in the logic of my chaz is the dama d'dach sumachtvei, dilma damach d'chavrach sumachtvei, meaning I don't know what to do, I'm in a stalemate, do nothing. Here if I do nothing, then in fact the other person will get killed and I'll get saved. Or that's how Tysus learns. Tysus says that it's mutter. Tysus learns like that side of the chakira. Or says Reb Chaim, no. Maybe the pshat is when it's a case of one person's life against another. Ein doich nefesh b'bnei nefesh. The pshat is there's no heter of pekuach nefesh. It's not that I'm in a stalemate, do nothing. And then there'll be enough gemina between kum vasei and shevi al tasei. But rather, since it's one life against the other life, in that case, the Torah never gave a heter of pekuach nefesh. If that's the pshat, then it wouldn't make a difference whether I'm taking someone's life with a gun, with an arrow, or whether I'm taking someone's life by sitting on him and choking him to death and not getting up. It wouldn't make any difference. There's no heter of pekuach nefesh. You have to get up. That's how the Rambam learns, according to Reb Chaim. Says Reb Chaim, I have a riot from a Gemara. Which Gemara? I have a riot to the Rambam. The Gemara is in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, our Gemara right here. Because, what does Ben Petura hold in this case? Ben Petura says they both have to drink. If Tysus was right, and here we're not even talking about murder, here we're talking about not saving someone, it's an Inyan of Atzala. So if Tysus was right that your life comes first in a case of Chevy Altasa, how am I killing this other fellow over here? By me drinking the water, he's going to die. That's Chevy Altasa. I'm not doing anything directly to him. So if Tysus was right that by Chevy Altasa there would not be a din of Yareg Val Yavor, then how does Ben Petura say we both have to drink the water and I shouldn't see that you should die? I know. And even Rabbi Akiva says, Reb Chaim, Rabbi Akiva is only by Atzola. This is a case of Atzola. By Atzola. Were it not for Atzola, if it would be a case of murder, I have a gun to my head and they're telling me don't get up because we want you to stay on the guy till he chokes to death. So, and then it's not an inyan of a chai chichim achav atzola, then Rabbi Akiva would also be mited to Ben Petura. So Reb Chaim says that from our Gemara, according to both shitas, it would come out, we don't see in our Gemara that my life by murder comes first. It would seem from our Gemara, says Reb Chaim, that the Rambam is correct, that even b'shevi al tase, the my chazis the dama d'dach sumach tvei dilma dama d'chavach sumach tvei means that by murder there is no din of pekuach nefesh is doicha and we throw away pekuach nefesh and if so it doesn't matter shevi al tase it doesn't matter kum vasei the din remains yarek val yavor ayin in the chazoin ish who has a oris on Reb Chaim and ayin shom.